Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I want to introduce a friend of mine, and I know a lot of people know this special lady. She's doing great ministry and work in this community, especially to women that have found themselves in a crisis situation, and they need some restoration. And God is doing this through the Redemption House. I love this ministry. It is growing, and we want you to be a part of their special event coming up soon. Tommy Carden, she's the CEO of this ministry. And Tommy, my delight, my pleasure to spend a few minutes with you. Give us an overview of what the Redemption House is all about, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. It's such an honor to be able to share about the awesome work taking place at Redemption House. And none of it, absolutely none of the restoration, redemption, or change would be possible without the Lord and His hand on this ministry.
Amen.
We have the incredible privilege of being called into women's lives when they are at their lowest point. Mm-hmm. We get to provide a safe home, a space where they're cared for, where they're loved, where they're warm in the winter and cool in the summer, where dinner is served every night around the table, and we get to become family while they are navigating both our local criminal justice systems, our surrounding county criminal justice systems, navigating the trauma that addiction and incarceration can bring to their families and their loved ones.
Yes.
There's a lot to work through in the time that we get to be with women in our homes as a part of the Ministry of Redemption House.
I love it. So beautiful. And I know they come from all different situations. It's not all the same. But I have to ask you, Tommy, for those that don't know, why are you so passionate about this? Why are you doing this?
That's funny that you would ask that. I feel like it's one of those things that God really called me to.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who hasn't heard my story, earlier this year in January, I celebrated 25 years clean myself. So I know where these women came from. You know, I've watched God do an amazing work in my own life.
Amen.
And then call me to create these environments, these homes where he can do that in the lives of others.
Yes.
So I don't know what really qualifies me, but I definitely feel uniquely called to this kind of work and this kind of ministry.
Well, God qualifies you for one, and he healed you and set you free. And so he put you in that position. So your story is an example. Again, if you're listening right now and you feel like there's nothing in your life worth sharing, or you're not doing something big for God, just hang on, be honorable to the Lord, serve him, and he will open doors because he will use the pain. There's purpose in pain. And so because of this, you do fundraisers. You're a non-for-profit organization. Tell us about the 2024 Butterfly Gala.
We started this really neat event last year because we want to celebrate the transformation, much like a butterfly.
Yes.
You know, it goes through some really uncomfortable times and seasons in life, but what comes out is absolutely beautiful. So we decided to start a butterfly gala.
Nice.
Where we can highlight the stories of graduates from years past. You know, Redemption House has been around since 2012, so we have lots and lots, hundreds and hundreds of women to choose from, so it's really hard to narrow it down.
Yes.
But we want to invite the community to come alongside and celebrate transformation, and we also want to open up the door of relationship and opportunity to invest in what we're doing.
That's so great. So we got to tell the details real quick because we want everyone to come be a part of this. Date, time, and location, my friend.
Tuesday, April 23rd, we will be at the Grand Wayne Convention Center right downtown here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yes.
Doors open at 5. We'll have fabulous silent auction items. We'll be serving a wonderful dinner.
Yay.
And then we kick on into our program where it's just all fun and celebration. Be prepared to cry a little bit just because when you get to see these women with your own eyes, their families will be included this year. We really want to focus on trauma and addiction and incarceration really does impact the family. So when a woman finds her way through it and out of it with the Lord, we want to celebrate what it's done to their families.
Amen. April 23rd, I want you to have that on your calendar. See what God is doing in the Redemption House ministry. Silent auction, like you said. And what's the website they can go to get tickets?
The website is redemptionhousefw.org. redemptionhousefw.org.
Tommy, you're a blessing, and I can't wait to be there that night. You've invited me to come be a host that night. It's going to be so awesome.
We're going to have so much fun.
Yay. Everything you need to know about this event is on my Conversations link right now. You can even go back and hear this interview or share it. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.